Dane, this is Dancing Steve. How are you? How's everybody doing out there? This is our second podcast. We're happy to be back. Happy to see everybody out there listening. Want to see how many people we can get to listen to this podcast. So far, the last one has rung up 16 listens and 38 views, which is kind of fun. Hope you're enjoying it. This one will be a little bit shorter. 37 minutes was a little bit long on the other one. 37?! We're joined today by a couple of people that you might recognize, you might know, might see them around. You might go, hey, look, it's what's-her-name and her kid. Oh, goodness, she's laughing already.
What's-her-name?
Yeah, what's her name?
It's Miss Marino.
It's Miss Marino. Those of you who don't know, Miss Marino is no longer Miss Marino. She had a sex change. No, she got married.
I am now Mrs. Mrs.
See, she said it.
Mrs. New Dane,
and her lovely son, Dan Marino. Say hi, Dan.
Hi.
No, say hi, Dan.
Hi.
Say hi.
Oh, hi, Dan.
Oh, that's funny. Why would you say that?
So, good morning.
Good morning.
What
How
day
are
is
you?
Today?
Today is the first day of 2010. I've decided to call it 2010. Those of you who are calling it 2010, you are wrong.
2010.
The year we make confetti, I think. I think this
you know
is the
what?
Year we make confetti.
Have you ever heard someone call it 010?
No. Yes.
Isn't that stupid?
No. Yes.
Yes. Okay. What do you think?
What do you think, Danny?
I think it's pretty stupid, yeah.
Dan, you know, speaking of stupid, I want to ask you what you think of Tiger Woods.
I think he's kind of overrated. I mean, there's a lot of people make mistakes, but, you know.
Not that kind of mistakes.
Okay, true.
Over and over and over.
Oops!
I didn't mean to sleep with her.
Celebrities do a lot of stupid stuff.
Stew? They do?
Stupid.
Ah.
But are they endorsed by every company out there?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Who endorses you?
I have a lot of endorsements.
Tell me. Give me one.
Mostly on checks.
Okay. Are you endorsed by any company?
No, but I am enwindowed.
Are you copywritten?
I do write copy.
Does Dancing Steve have a copyright?
No, Dancing Steve does not have a copyright, and that's why there is a DancingSteve.com.
Uh-oh.
That is not me, is some guy in England.
Who came first?
Chickens. Oh, she started laughing at that one before I even said it, because she knew
Thank
what I was going to say.
Okay, Dan, what, Mr. Froder, what do you think of Tiger Woods?
I think Tiger Woods is a black athlete.
Yes, so is Michael Jordan.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so hello there, little guy.
Hello, three-year-old. How are you?
So you think he is a black athlete.
I do, and I think that he's a very handsome man who we should leave alone just because he's handsome.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
Have we done that before?
I've never done a black man.
No. Have you ever...
Oh, that wasn't what you asked.
Have you ever... Has anyone ever left alone someone just because they're handsome or good-looking?
Have you heard anything from Mel Gibson lately?
No, he's not handsome or good-looking anymore.
No, really?
Well, he's pretty old.
People's Man of the Year, how many times in a row? 3-4 times in a row?
How many years ago?
Well,
this dude's old, man.
Yes.
You know, once you hit past a certain age, you are no longer a sex symbol.
She was looking at me when she said that.
No, I did not. Well, because I don't want to look at Dan and say sex symbol. He's my son.
Hi, Dan. Do you like gladiator movies?
God! Airplane! Shirley, you must be kidding.
I'm not, and don't call me Shirley.
Oh, there's Clarence.
Roger.
What's our Victor?
Foder. Okay, let's go on. I think that we are, we're talking about like Christmas presents. What was your best Christmas present?
My best Christmas present?
Or are you Jewish?
I'm part Jewish.
Are you?
My left foot
Jewish,
is
Buddhist,
Jewish,
and
I was raised Catholic. My grandparents left Europe because of Jewish problems, where they were attempted to be killed. And
not a good time for them.
There's that.
Yeah, that would suck.
They got the hell out of Europe.
Pretty much.
Yes. I was raised Catholic, and now I am an American.
Okay, and Americans do celebrate Christmas.
They do.
Even if you are atheist. I know atheists that celebrate Christmas.
There are lots of people that celebrate Christmas in their own special way, even if it's not a religious thing.
Yeah, no. I think it's more of a...
present thing.
It's a present thing.
It's
it is a present thing.
End of the year sort of celebration.
Correct.
To everybody.
Which is exactly why the pagans
that's
chose
those
it.
Those pagan people, that's right.
That's right.
And they had a tree, too, from what I hear.
Ah.
Yeah. Do Buddhists have trees?
There's not many trees.
We do.
You have a tree.
Well, we're tree. Yeah, but does a Buddhist have a Christmas tree?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay, so anyway.
You probably have iPod Touch, though.
I got an iPod Touch for Christmas.
I have an iPod Touch.
And I have an iPod Touch, too.
You have an iPod Touch, yes. too.
So we can all touch with our iPods.
Well, there you go.
Well, okay. So thank you for showing me how to use the iPod other than playing solitaire and playing my music.
Right.
I appreciate that.
I occasionally play music on mine, but not very often. Do you use yours for music, Danny?
Games.
Games. Danny's using it for games.
Sometimes music.
In the games?
In the games.
Have you ever played a game while listening to music?
Yes.
Yes.
I figured that out the other day. Uh-huh. Except for when you're listening to the music and you shuffle the cards, you can hear the cards shuffling when
this
you're listening
true.
To music.
And when you win the game, it gives it a little tone.
Yeah.
And
I have more people that cheer for me for winning solitaire than I do for my concerts.
Wow.
You know, it gives me a boost.
Well, you should play solitaire at the concerts.
It's like the studio audience.
Look, she's got an ace. Oh, good. I was waiting for her to pull out the aces.
Here's what you can do with your ace, okay? So anyway.
All right.
Dan, say something. Dan Marino,
today is
gentlemen.
The first day of 2010. I've decided that it's 2010, by the way.
Yes.
So tell me about the future. Oh, Nostradani!
There is no future for us.
Apparently, according to the Mayan calendar.
Mayan?
The Mayan
like calendar. Mayonnaise?
Mayan.
I got myself a Mayan calendar for Christmas. Mostly Tiger Woods, apparently.
I'd like my lettuce and Mayan sandwich. Sorry, go ahead.
The Mayans? Yes, so Danny, the Mayans?
Look at his
yes.
face.
I can't look at his face. It's a radio show.
I know. Talk! Tell us about the Mayan calendar.
I don't know much about the Mayan calendar.
But what do they say?
Well, they're saying that the world's going to end in 2012.
What do you think about that?
Think it's stupid.
What do you think about that, Mr. Fodor?
I think we might have a caller.
No! Yeah. Someone's calling us?
Yes!
Hey, guys.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, guys. Same you guys frozen over there.
Chicago.
Over by there.
Yeah, over by there you froze. Anyhow, I listened to some of it, but it wasn't that
interesting.
What do you want to call it?
Oh, good. Sandy.
It wasn't. She's honest.
Yeah,
She's...
well, you better start telling some jokes now or else this will be the same way. People are going to listen to this, Sandy.
So, Sandy, what we were talking about was... Tiger Woods.
Uh-huh. And iPod.
Tiger Woods. He's a golfer?
I heard of him.
Okay. What's your opinion on the whole Tiger Woods issue right now?
I don't really care.
Would you have had his child?
Excuse me. I'm not having anybody's children.
You're not having anybody's children. That's probably a good policy.
I need four.
That's probably a good policy.
And how about, let's see, an iPod. Do you have an iPod Touch?
No.
You don't?
I do not.
Why not?
I bought one for my daughter for Christmas.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Jackie got one for Christmas. So did Amy.
I got one for Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know what to do with it?
Well,
she
I
knows
do now.
Oh.
I spent the day at Fodor's house.
I haven't really even looked at Jackie's, although she's never around. But I saw that she updated her Facebook from her iPad and yes, said that. And I said, oh, good. She at least knows what to do with it.
That's yeah. right.
I'm not into that.
My brain activity technologically increases by about 10 points.
And mine goes down.
Yeah, it's kind of like a metamorphosis thing.
Transfer.
But Steve becomes very musical.
I don't know anything about technology.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so how about...
Next topic.
I'm 30 years older than you, little
sister. Yes, you are. Right.
That's now, are we still recording?
Yeah.
How can you tell?
Mentally.
Oh, okay. Because he's
all
mentally...
Right. I should probably not have drunk that. All right. All right, Sandy, it's been lovely chatting with you. We're going to see if we have any other callers, and...
Oh, okay, that'll be interesting.
It will be interesting. Roll your eyes at me, young lady.
You
it's a video phone.
You can see me roll my eyes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
do you really think that somebody else is going to call?
We are actually,
we
yes.
actually have somebody lined to call.
I know. I bet I know who.
Who?
Spencer.
Of course.
Yes. I talked about it on the first podcast.
I'm rolling my eyes again.
And so there you go. There's the Spencer roll. Spencer roll's going on. All right.
Okay.
It's Friday night. We'll see you on Monday morning, okay?
Okay, I'll be there a little bit after 8.
All right, I'll be there before 8.
I start at 8.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye, good day, Sandy.
Have a nice rest of the weekend.
All right, have a nice rest of the year.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Only get a minute online.
All right. So, where did we leave off? Do we have anything left on our discussion
remember.
To discuss?
I think that we didn't. Did we record? Did we talk about moon holes?
Moon holes. We need to talk about moon holes.
What is a moon hole, man?
A moon hole is what they believe that they found that people can live in on the moon.
Okay, so it's a hole on the moon, and it has nothing to do with mooning anyone.
Or holing them.
And they have to sit on cheese.
Sitting on cheese, or cutting the cheese, or anything like that.
That's ironic that mooning and cutting the cheese are related.
Huh?
How so, Mr. Fodor? Mooning and cutting the cheese.
Yes, they are both things. I'll take the category things I do with my ass for 100. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah,
it's my show.
I guess so. It is your show.
It is my show.
Do we have bleeps? Well, I'm thinking that since, you know, we don't have too many callers calling in.
Blank.
And,
we're getting boring.
We're getting boring, so we're going to sign off?
Yeah, I think so.
Should we sign off?
I think we're good enough.
Okay,
I think we're good.
Do you have any jokes for the audience before we go?
Not appropriate jokes, but...
Give me a topic.
Tuba.
Tuba! Tuba, threeba. Tuba. Tuba toothpaste? What kind of tube? Tuba.
Tuba.
Player.
Tuba player.
Tuba cleaner?
Tuba cleaner.
Toilet cleaner.
Oh, gosh.
Always has to be toilet with you, doesn't it, boy?
Bathroom humor.
Yeah, got me.
Okay. What do you think?
I think we're done.
Goodbye,
folks. Goodbye. Thank you for listening.